This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
We are continuing to go through the case of Taylor Parker, Maternal Instinct. This is part two in our six-part series. We're originally going to do three. Turns out there's a lot more video than that. So we're going to be going, we are going through all of it, all of her interrogation in the hospital. There's so much to work our way through here. We're going to pick it up where we left off. If you haven't seen part one yet, just go back a handful of videos or audio, whether it be on Apple Podcasts or on YouTube, and you will find it. This is part two. We're picking up essentially the investigator that is talking to her in the hospital has told her now, you know, there's good people that do bad things. Are you a good person that does bad things, Taylor? Let's continue.
Okay. And like I said, I really want to believe that you're not a bad person, that you just made a bad choice. That happens sometimes. It's okay. It's okay you make a bad choice. Everybody does. But we just have to, you know, what was going on? You know, you're going to have to help me explain it, because I want to believe that you're not an evil person, you're not a bad person. I want to believe that there was something going on up here, maybe. You know, there's some mental things that, you know, where people have attention, you know, there's conditions. Munchausen by proxy, Munchausen, there's 10 or 15 different ones. But a lot of times it's psychological stuff. You know, people, their brains kind of get off whack a little bit. You know what I mean? And their thinking's not quite right. And so, you know, and if that's the case, man, I'd like to help you. You know what I'm saying? Get you some help. Because we got a dead woman. Her baby was missing. They're going to do DNA. I'm telling you, they're going to search warrants right now on your vehicle. All of this is done, okay? Where we're at is why this happened. What was going on in Taylor's mind to cause this to happen? And that's what, that's why I'm here. You see what I'm saying? Because, okay. And that's what...
the DA walks in.
That's all I want to know, you know? Because, like I told you, as far as putting a murder case together, that part's fine. Okay? It's easy. Easy. This day and age with the technology they got, DNA implants, all that, you know, that lab shit they got. You say CSI, right? I mean, the crimes, you know, the crime shows on TV, you know, I mean, everybody knows that. And it's not hard, right? You got a dead woman here, you got a dead baby up here. And you with the ledger, you know? I mean, that part's easy, okay? And but I'm telling you, the natural thing for people is to some of the worst. Them guys down in Texas right now, I can already tell you, I've been talking to them. They're assuming the worst. And I was assuming the worst when I first started, until I met you. That's what I was doing when I was talking to you. I was trying to figure you out, see what kind of person you were. See if, you know, if it was worth my time to sit here and talk to you. You know, because I can tell you, if I'd have came in, like I said, I've been doing this for a long time. I've met some of the most evil people that you could ever meet. You ain't one of them. Had you been one of them, I would have got your name and I would have walked out and me and you wouldn't be having this conversation. But I've got to have something to tell those guys in Texas about why this thing happened. Because right now, they're assuming the worst. Okay? They're really convinced, you know, based on what they're seeing, based on the evidence so far, they're assuming the worst, and they're painting you in a very, very terrible way. And if I had something where I could call them up saying, hey guys, here's what really happened. Here's why it happened. Okay, she's really not that bad of a person. She's not an evil person like that. Here's what happened. Okay.
What do you guys think is going through her mind right now? I mean, she's got to be, the wheels are turning. You would think she would have already had something planned. considering how maniacal and how planned she was on so many things of communicating via all these different apps and fake voices and different identities. How is it that when she got to this point, is she just exhausted? Is she out of options? Is it like, F it, I'm done? I'm perplexed that she got here and she doesn't have an alibi. I mean, she's going to get to one in a moment, and it's just, it's all over the board. It doesn't make any sense. But the level of precision to which she has thus far gotten away with everything she has, it's like it suddenly went out the window, kind of fell to the wayside. I'm curious, what do you think's going on there? Let's continue.
All right, well, that makes sense. All right? I mean, you know how it is. You hear a little bit of information, you kind of make assumptions, but when you hear the whole story, oh, okay, now suddenly it makes sense, right? You know? So, if it's a deal where you're going through, like I said, some type of depression, you know, maybe you have some kind of, you know, psychological thing going on where, you know, you're maybe a little bit confused or something. You know, I don't know. You know, I'm just saying. But there had to be something, because it's one of two things. It's real easy. It's one of two things. Either you're a cold-blooded killer with no remorse, you're not sorry, you don't care, or it's a good person that made a bad choice. Wrong place at the wrong time. You know, why did that happen?
Wrong place, hard time. Whoops, I cut your baby out.
Women, you know, they go through, hysterectomy and stuff. And they my wife had hysterectomy, you know. And they took out their female stuff. And, you know, the hormones get whacked away. You want some wife's hormones get out of whack. And the body can't make them anymore. So if it was something like that, I mean, that explains things. You know, it makes people not, you know, say and do things that aren't.
He is doing a really good job, I feel like, of trying to inspire her to talk.
So what happened? What happened, David? Why did this happen? Did you mean to hurt the woman? You didn't mean to hurt her.
Here we go.
Are you sad she's dead? Is it the deal you just wanted a baby so bad that it just kind of overpowered your brain and everything?
It's been hurting.
Yeah, it's been hurting.
I had a stroke in 2015.
Okay.
Which is bullshit.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about, you know? It gives me something to explain to them. Help them understand what they're seeing and why they're seeing what they're seeing. You see what I'm saying? So what happened today? I mean, how did this all come about? I mean, when did you first see the woman? This today?
She checked on me.
Is she a friend of yours? So she come over, did she come to your house?
She told me to come over.
Oh, so you went to her house. Okay. What happened then?
Don't believe in it.
No, come on now. Yeah, you do. So what happened? You go over to her house, and what happened
there? I remember pulling up.
Inside.
Yeah.
Did you talk very long? Or did she say something to you that made you mad or something? Or what happened?
She blacked the whole remaining. Told me that I was a liar.
Okay. So she grabbed hold of you. And did you try to fight back?
We fought back.
You both fought back? Yeah. And then what happened?
We both hit each other.
Okay. Well, I can't get my little kid to come. She hit her head on the table.
She did hit her head on the table. Okay.
That's okay. Hey, stuff happens sometimes, you know? Stuff happens. It's all right. So what happened again? It happens sometimes. It does. Well, I mean, people have strokes sometimes. Yeah, you can. You sure can. So did you put her in the car? Did you put her in your vehicle at that point?
No.
Okay. How did she get out on the road out there? They said they found her on the side of the road.
No, I didn't move her.
You didn't move her? Okay. So she's still in her house? Okay. All right. So do you think she had died when she hit her head? Is it a deal where maybe she, when she hit her head, did you think she died and you were just trying to save the baby?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I really wanted the baby.
I understand that. That's okay. Well, and that shows what a good person you are. That shows what a good person you are. Do what?
I'm trying to save her.
I understand. I mean, that's obvious. You called the ambulance. You know? So she hit her head, and so you tried to save the baby. So did you? I guess you got the baby out of it. Did you like a C-section on her? You don't remember. So how did you go from her laying there with her head hit to having the baby in your hand? Do you remember if you do you remember if you used a knife that was from her house, or did you have one already? Because you had to get the baby had to come out of her. Right? So how'd that happen? Don't know what you got. Did you take anything up there with you? I mean, some people carry knives, especially up here. But did you have a knife or a razor blade or anything like that?
No, there's a knife in my purse.
You didn't use that one?
No, that's not
a thing. Oh, okay. All right. So, what's the... You and her. So you went by yourself, and as far as you knew, she was there by herself. Okay. So you never saw anybody else there. Okay. So she hits her head, and then you decide to try to save the baby. They didn't understand you right.
He is paused.
Now notice your knuckles are red. Is that from punching the knuckle right there?
Yeah.
Did you ever hit her with anything other than your fist or anything? You remember? Were you inside her house or outside her house?
Started outside, then we were inside.
Fighting? Arguing? Okay. And what, were you inside the house or outside the house when it turned physical? She hit you or you hit her?
She hit me outside.
She hit you outside? Okay. Did she run back into the house or something and you go in after her, or what happened then? She hit you outside, then what happened?
She got to hold my hair. and shoved me in the garage. My side, I had my stroke. And then I remember, you know how you see those little.
Like stars or blue or.
Stars, and then I don't remember. Somebody might have been there.
Well,
I
should say somebody
might have been. Because I remember our already. Jennifer.
Who's Jennifer?
I don't know. That's just the name she was calling.
Now, what's her name again? The lady you go home to see? What do you call her?
Couple's day.
But what's her real name?
No, not two years. Okay. Why you didn't have nothing to do with this?
Your boyfriend?
Let's stop there. Wade didn't have nothing to do with this. She's going down the road of admitting to something happening. And it makes you wonder how much of what she's professing to have had happened is true to an extent of, you know, with it. If you imagine there's a scuffle going on here, maybe the woman did fall and hit her head because she was being attacked for her baby. You know, there's usually nuggets of reality mixed in with the cognitive distortions of the Cluster B maniac like this. And that's how they're able to maintain these realities and tell these stories. And I don't know, it is spooky. It is spooky. And there's more spookiness to come as we continue breaking down the police interrogation of Taylor Parker of Maternal Instinct here on the Hidden Killers podcast. Part 3 is coming up next. Press subscribe so you don't miss it. Give us your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Until part 3, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.